Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday, and we wish you and your loved ones a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Right now, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has more truck beds than ever. They are one of the largest truck bed and trailer dealers in the entire Southeast. Utility and lowboy trailers, both new and used, in great condition for great prices. SureTrack, Northstar, Eager Beaver, Jet, Load Trail, and many more. And they specialize in service, parts, and preventative maintenance after the sale. Since 1974, Chattanooga Trailer and Rental has been taking care of their customers like family. For more information, see ChattanoogaTrailer.com. Well, it is a pleasure to be joined again, like we have on recent Fridays, by Will Healy, the former Boyd Buchanan quarterback, former Mox assistant coach, former Austin Peay head coach, now in his first year at Charlotte. Charlotte got off to it. We talked to Will earlier this year, right before they played Clemson, but the 49ers in his first year got off to a 2-5 start, and they've won the last three. He's been calling in on Fridays. Hey, superstition is a very good thing. He's assured of not losing this week because the 49ers are off. Will, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We are doing wonderful. All right, I texted you last week. I'm sitting there at Bryant-Denny Stadium, and I like right before kickoff, I'm looking at the scores, and we had talked to you the day before. You were out in El Paso, and all of a sudden, UTEP jumps on you 14-0. Yikes. But you pull that one out. What kind of transpired in that game?
Yeah, wasn't pretty at the beginning, for sure. And, you know, you get down 14-0. They drive right down the field on the first series. We're driving. We throw a pick. Ball gets batted up in the air on about the plus 15-yard line going in. And all the momentum was going their way. I mean, they absolutely wore us out in the first half. 21-7 at halftime. Not a whole lot of things went right for us. And, you know, settled down in the second half and got the ball first, went down, kicked the field goal, and just kind of kept sneaking back in the game. Made some really big plays on offense. I think our quarterback threw for around 400 yards. And, again, we were without our best player. Our running back didn't get a chance to play again. We were hoping he'd be able to make it, but wasn't ready to go. So found other ways to move the ball, held them scoreless in the second half defensively, and found a way to win our first road game in El Paso, Texas, which was definitely a different experience. Not a whole lot of people there. A team that was pulling out every stop to find a way to win, that was just as much talented as we are, and found a way to sneak one out on the road. So big, big win to get us to 500 and 3-3 in the conference. So off this week, got a recruiting weekend. So trying to win some recruits and then play at home next week versus Marshall and then go on the road versus Old Dominion.
All right, given that you got to 5-5, given the way it transpired, given that you had the long flight home, and given that you have this open date, was it a pretty nice celebration, a nice lengthy celebration, given that you didn't have that quick turnaround to worry about that very next foe?
Well, it's the first time we've been able to take Club Lit on the road, which is a big deal for me. So, first time I've ever taken my shirt off in Texas. It was great. You know, we game Sunday, Monday off. I think it would have been really tough to play again this week just because of a 3.5-hour flight and the time difference and all the different distractions that go along with going over there to play. And so we were able to rest. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We were really short, trying to get some guys back healthy. And then we gave them the weekend off. So, yes, it's a great time for a bye week, especially after that trip. And we celebrate all wins around here for a long time. So this one especially.
And along those lines, Will, I mean, your first year at Austin Peay, you went 0-11, and I believe you started out 0-2 that second year because you played a couple of FBS foes. Then you got that first win, and the win started happening, and there was a buzz. I mean, you've now won three straight games. Is it a similar type? I mean, granted, I know that was a really long losing streak that you inherited at Austin Peay, but Charlotte's never had a winning season. You've already matched their most wins ever in your first year. Is the buzz kind of similar to what you've already experienced in Clarksville?
Yeah, and part of the reason why I thought this job was so appealing is exceeding expectations. So being where we are right now with just the conversations of bowl games is something that hasn't happened around here. And so the buzz is like it's a team that's 8-0 because it's not it's something that's never happened. And I think our players feel it. Our staff feels it. You know, it's been incredible. The people in Charlotte are excited about it. You know, we're talking about having to add seats for next week's game. And you know, the crazy thing about it is you look across the landscape of college football, to talk about having maybe your largest crowd the last game is something that's unique. And I think that that's a testament to what our guys have been able to do and getting hot at the right time. And people around here are excited about it. So it's different, you know, in that it obviously didn't take me 13 games to get a win here, but very similar in the fact that we are exceeding expectations and have an opportunity to do something that's never been done.
Will, what has been your largest home crowd to this point?
16,500 people.
Okay.
The opener versus Gardner-Webb on a Thursday night. You know, we had 5,500 students. That's been the big thing. You know, when we've had a really good student turnout, we've probably averaged 4,000 students at a game, which is really good. And, you know, our attendance has been somewhere between 12 and 16 for pretty much all the home games. So we're talking about having to go more, you know, maybe get to 18-20 for the last home game against Marshall. And I would love to have to add some seats. You know, I mean, the master plan that they're going to release at the end of the month has got a substantial addition. But right now, as you're building it, you know, I mean, you need to pack out what you got.
You're listening to Will Healy, the first-year coach of the Charlotte 49ers, who have won three straight games to get to 5-5. Charlotte has never been to a bowl game in its short history. They've got the Marshall Thundering Herd next week. Marshall's been on a roll lately. And then they close the season at a 1-9 Old Dominion. So the opportunities are there. I know he wants to end it next week and clinch that bowl. But you're listening to Will here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, were you as ticked as I was that Charlotte wasn't 25th in the college football playoff rankings?
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Who's voting on this?
I don't know. Those guys are not paying attention.
Listen, around here, the good thing about it is that we're not 125th in the rankings. So, yeah, we're not quite there. We're not at Appalachian State status yet. But, no, I mean, it's... It is interesting each and every week to see where they slot all those people, but I don't think we're in that conversation.
All right, on a kind of a bigger issue thing and not my normal jocularity, have you already pulled your team aside and said, hey, gang, I want us to celebrate big wins, but only my staff will be filming the post-game stuff in the locker room so that you don't get an Ed Orgeron moment?
How about legitimately, you know, one of the things that I always take a lot of pride in is that there's nobody in the country who's going to give you more access to a program than we will.
Right.
And one of the things that I've seen as you go from Ossipee to come to Charlotte, now you got some random people in that locker room. And literally Club Lit is becoming Club Litter. And we're going to have some – what we've talked about doing is – putting one of our strength coaches in a security shirt, giving the players a token or a pass of some sort to get in, so we can know who is in that locker room, because right now it is packed. And you're right. I mean, you're going to say some things in those team meetings and in those locker rooms you want to stay there. And I'm sure Orgeron did not want what was filmed to come out. So we're going to have to be a little bit more careful with that. And we got plans next week.
All right. In a guy who has loved football and a family that has loved football and gotten as much from the game as they've given into it, what did you make as just someone who loves football of the whole Myles Garrett scenario last night?
You know, Larry Ogunjobi, who was one of the guys that got suspended, play here.
I did not know that.
And it's been back to speak to our team a bunch. I've spent a ton of time around him. But what I'm looking for in recruiting a player, Larry is it. I mean, unbelievable person, unbelievable student, player, all of the above, works his rear end off. And I think that Larry would probably be the first one to tell you that he made a bad decision last night. I mean, and I think the scary part about it, when you watch NFL football, it seems like those guys, they compete their rear end off against each other, but there's always this kind of, you know, handshake agreement that we're going to make sure and take care of one another so that our career can continue. And last night, that was different, you know. I mean, that's scary. As much of a bad rap as football is getting right now from a health and well-being perspective,
right?
We definitely don't need things like that to be in the forefront and in the news. One of the best players in the NFL doing things like that to one another, it doesn't help the game. And you know, I think that there were some things that added to it. You know, I'm sure that the quarterback probably did some things to antagonize it. So I think all around for the game of football, for a lot of different people's actions last night, it's definitely not something that helps our perception and is frustrating and scary to see.
You're listening to Will Healy, the first-year coach of the Charlotte 49ers, former Mox assistant, former Boyd Buchanan quarterback. Charlotte 5-5. They play Marshall next. Marshall plays tonight against La Tech. Are you going to sit down and watch that thing from start to finish?
We've got a recruiting visit, and we're taking them to the Hornets game. So I will have it on my phone and be watching. I know La Tech had to suspend a bunch of their starters, so it'll be interesting to see how that thing pans out. You know, if La Tech wins, they're in the driver's seat to win the West. If Marshall wins, then they're probably in the driver's seat to win the East. So a conference championship type of game, and will be interesting to see how those two teams stack up because they're both really, really good.
And, Will, I wanted to ask you this because at 2-5, I'm sure there wasn't a ton of bowl conversation, but at 5-5, things kind of change. I was just looking at the Conference USA standings, and I saw where six teams are already bowl eligible in the league. Are you confident that if you guys are fortunate enough to qualify, will you guys have a postseason home?
Yeah, I'm really confident from what I've been told through some really good sources that if we get to six, then we'll be in a bowl game.
Nice. Well, that would be nice. That would be wonderful. All right, Will, enjoy the Hornets. Enjoy the recruiting weekend. Enjoy the weekend free from coaching, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Guys, let's keep this thing running. You know, I mean, y'all have been the good luck charm right now, so let's keep going. Maybe y'all be a good luck charm with a couple commitments this weekend, too.
That'll work. And listen, we're just waiting for that press conference down the road in Charlotte where you're like, I owe it to these guys. They're friends of mine from Chattanooga.
That's exactly right.
Hey, swag. Hey, I know y'all got FedEx over there, all right?
Listen, whenever y'all come up here, I will get you some swag as long as when y'all get here and you're in Club Lit, you'll take your shirts off with
it. Oh, God almighty, man. You know I'm 100% on that. Jiggly and everything.
Come on. Y'all start working out. I will too, okay?
That sounds great. Congratulations on what you've accomplished, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
See you guys. Have a good day.
All righty. Will Healy, the coach of the 49ers, 5-5, one more, and he takes the program to their first bowl game in his very first season. Will Healy accomplishing a lot. All right, 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Papa John's poll question. Still plenty to get to on this press row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.